Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm John Swicky. Thanks for joining us this week. And I think on this week's episode, we're going to just kind of talk about, I think we're just going to call it kind of the what's next for ChatGPT and OpenAI. Because I think in the last, 5-6 days, they've announced just some absolutely huge changes that are going to come out in the next, 2 weeks. They're going to do a slow rollout in the next 2 weeks. And it just kind of felt like a good time to kind of maybe poke around those changes, get into it a little bit, and yeah, see what's next and get some thoughts together. So, believe it or not, I believe a few days ago, OpenAI released DALL-E 3, their text-to-image system. And up here now on the screen, for those listening, we'll link everything in the description so you can go take a look. But I kind of have the announcement page up, and you can kind of, so if anyone hasn't used DALL-E 2 before, it was always felt like, and if it was always an inferior image generation platform, Adobe Firefly was better, Midjourney was better, Stable Diffusion better. I think there's a couple other ones that I've used that are way better. So DALL-E 2 is definitely, I would say, kind of low on the list, right? And just looking through some of these renders on the product page, it's going to be right up there. And I, And, it's really quite something. And these demos are really, really spectacular. And it looks like it's going to be kind of more integrated into ChatGPT. So they have a little depth at, and, the prompts are, I think, what's an interesting part of this, because you can kind of have this, they look a little, I don't want to say simpler, but my video's not playing. So in this video, they're kind of having this back and forth, creating this kind of character. And, it's almost like a children's book animation. And then it's designing, some stickers for this character that they're making. And then they're writing a bedtime story. This kind of whole start to finish creation process gets done in this video. And it's really, it's really something. You start thinking of the possibilities, right? Of all the different things that you could do once you kind of start to work in this functionality, and just how, very quickly they kind of created this person, this character, they created this world, they created these stickers, they created these stories that just, Just so cool to see. So check out the video, and here's some more examples. And it definitely, like I said, the image quality, the quality of these renders put it right up there with some of the best that I've seen so far. So it's not out yet. They said they're doing this kind of slow rollout thing. See, it's in a preview, and it'll be able to plus customers and enterprise customers in October. And going to be out and be in the API soon. So it's a couple more weeks. We'll start to see DALL-E 3. But I do recommend everyone checks out their promo video. It just really does a good job of showcasing the possibilities. And it really brings OpenAI's product, I think, up to par from, I haven't tried it yet, but from what we've seen, brings it up to par with everybody else. All right. So next up. So now they weren't done. A couple days later, actually, this is on the 25th of September. They just published this post of some new features that they're going to be rolling out, and they're going to update type of back and forth now with ChatGPT. Looks like they've got some voices in here. They have some samples up, so you can hear some of the quality and
share everybody.
I mean, the you know, this demo almost stopped me in my tracks because I couldn't tell the difference early on of which was ChatGPT's voice and which was the human person's voice in the demo. It took me a second because the quality I thought was really quite good. And then, so it looks like they're going to have 5 different voices. So you can kind of go into this, I guess, back and forth mode. And let's see, we have some, I have some more samples on here. And OpenAI always had a really good text, speech to text API with Whisper. It looks like obviously this will tap into that. And it doesn't say there's a new API that's going into creating these voices or how they do. But yeah, I mean, obviously, right, having a voice, you know, obviously this draws some in parallel, but having ChatGPT talks back to you like a Google product or an Amazon product, right, starts to bring out those things and just, yeah, like how it'll be interesting to see how people incorporate this and how this becomes kind of used, you know? I was actually just thinking the other day how I don't use the ChatGPT mobile app a lot, you know, I don't know if there's any particular reason, but now having this functionality, being able to kind of have a back and forth with it. Yeah, I really can't wait to try this out. I've spoken a lot about like wanting to have kind of like more of an assistant, like kind of workflow with it. So I think this is something that, sorry guys, I'm recording this episode actually at night today, but I keep yawning. But you know, yeah, like how robust can you get with these conversations? Does it go, how back and forth can you go? Hey, it'll just be, I can't wait to try this. And the voices sound great. They really sound, you know, kind of something pretty impressive. So next up, they have their image multi, you know, I can't think of the word, but now they're kind of there. You can chat about your images down, and they are, you're taking a picture of a bike, and then it's asking it how do you help lower the seat, and then ChatGPT is basically giving you some instructions on how to lower it, right? And sorry, let me pause here. And now inside, let's see. Now taking another picture and it drew a circle around the area that I wanted to focus in on. And then asking a follow-up question like, hey, is this what you're talking about in your instruction? And now it's showing, wow. Okay. Now it's showing the manual and the toolbox now it's asking ChatGPT to write tools now to fix this problem that they were just going back and forth on. So this is crazy. Wow. In the left section of your toolbox, there's a set labeled DeWalt. Within that set, find the 4mm Allen hex key and use this to loosen the bolt of the C collar. Remember to tightly secure the afterwards. So it's analyzing all of your tools and making sure you have the right stuff to solve the problem that it's helping you solve, right? I mean, this is, and then, just saying thank you. I mean, you put these two things together, and then, I mean, wow. I think it definitely, I mean, I can't wait to get my hands on this. I think these 3 updates, DALL-E included, you know, the voice features and then the image features, I think it becomes, it, you start to have something. Yeah, I mean, just that tool, the tool example, right? I mean, I think it really becomes this new, this new kind of thing. It's too bad. Yeah, I mean, I can't even, because, like, you know, what does it become right now that it can kind of help you solve these things, right? And then you start to think about their, you know, their business model too, right? I mean, I think it's an awesome thing that, you know, there's no kind of advertisements involved in all this, but, you know, the $20 a month to have more people to have access to this stuff, a lot of this stuff is behind the plus paywall. But when I watch these videos today, this really made me almost feel like, you know, like I got a little shiver down my spine because I was just so excited just to kind of see and try these things and see what it could do, right? We haven't had anything like in a really long time. And, I am already, since these announcements came out, aggressively refreshing and logging in and out of my account just to see if it gets turned on. But I think that'll be about it for this week. I recommend checking out those videos if you haven't. We'll include all those links. It's really going to be an interesting few weeks coming up for OpenAI. They have their developer conference coming up, and these are already just some amazing, amazing updates that I, for one, am super stoked to get into it. But thanks for joining me, everybody, and we will see you next time.